Time now for a technology story with a human twist. Virtual reality headsets are used to give gamers the experience of a virtual world using video and sound. Now, three different companies are coming out with an add-on that adds scent to the VR experience. This is light years beyond the failed smell-o-vision technology of the 20th century. WBGO's John Kalish reports on a Vermont startup whose device will soon be used by psychologists treating veterans with PTSD.
Aaron Wisniewski is an alchemist of smell. A few years ago, while working out of a Burlington, Vermont makerspace, he started a business to add scents to cocktails. A guy named Matt in the cubicle next to him was building stools. One day, a computer whiz brought in a virtual reality system, and Wisniewski gave it a try.
I put that headset on, not really having any expectations, and it blew my mind. And so probably about a week later, the next conversation that Matt and I had was like, this needs scent.
The two Vermonters were not the only ones thinking about olfactory VR. Entrepreneurs in Kiev and Tokyo were also at work to create an add-on for the head-mounted displays used in VR. Wisniewski and four other partners raised seed money for their startup, OVR Technology. A group of them went to Los Angeles to demonstrate a prototype of their olfactory VR device at the University of Southern California. A psychologist there had been using VR for years as a therapeutic tool with veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. But during the Vermonters' transcontinental flight, a tiny circuit board on the candy bar-sized piece of hardware broke, necessitating a last-minute repair.
Matt got kicked out of a cafe for trying to solder in there.
Because I was making too many fumes. But ultimately, we got it working.
That repair job, by the way, was completed in a USC restroom just moments before campus security walked in. The psychologist, Albert Skip Rizzo, was impressed with the Vermont contingent's device. Rizzo is director of medical virtual reality at USC's Institute for Creative Technologies.
I'm very fortunate that OVR spotted us, approached us, and now is making their technology available to us.
Rizzo has been using scent in VR therapy for more than 10 years, but he describes the system as expensive and cumbersome.
The device that the OVR group has created is a remarkable piece of technology because what they've done is basically miniaturized it and made it much more usable at a lower cost and with a lot more variation in the types of scents that they're producing that'll be implemented.
OVR's Aaron Wisniewski went to work synthesizing what he refers to as the smells of war that are to be integrated into BraveMind, Skip Rizzo's VR therapy system.
The kind of scents that Skip wants, you know, blood and diesel fuel and sweat and all those really, really bad smells, it's not like you could just buy those off the shelf. We've been able to develop 90% of the smells he requested. There's still a couple, specifically burning flesh and burning hair, that are still in R&D.
Rizzo uses VR technology to do what is known as exposure therapy. The idea is to get people to reprocess the memories of their trauma.
Patients are telling the story about what they went through. Meanwhile, the clinician is adjusting the time of day, the location of the user, the number of people in the simulation, the provocative nature of it. Are there helicopters flying over, jets flying over, bombs going off? We have 14 different combat-related worlds that we can put people in. And each world is different. Depending on what the patient comes in with and tells you about, you can typically find a spot in one of these 14 worlds. And when people first hear about this, the first thing they say is, why the hell would you do this? Why would you make people go back and re-experience the horrible thing? And my answer is, well, because we have the science that shows that when you apply a trauma-focused approach and help people to confront and reprocess difficult emotional memories, that they do, in fact, improve and get better.
One of the veterans who went through Rizzo's VR therapy is Chris Merkel, who spent 14 years in the Marines. Merkel is now in his 40s. He waited 9 years after leaving the military before going in for help with his PTSD. Merkel fought in the early stages of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. The incident that he focused on in VR therapy was the Battle of Nazaria.
I'm in an open-air truck in the back with no armor, some sandbags, stopped, a dead stop in the middle of a firefight. Imagine sitting in 8 hours of traffic being shot at the entire time. It was pretty intense.
When Merkel went through the virtual reality therapy, the system for scent was not engaged, but he still considers the therapy a godsend.
As you start adding in all those visual and audio cues and you start telling your story in present tense, it goes from like seeing an image to you feel like you're physically back in Iraq or mentally back in Iraq. All that stuff, all those memories are coming back.
We're finding that the problem hasn't subsided. In fact, more people are coming forward with PTS.
Psychologist Skip Rizzo.
I think maybe after 5 or 10 years of feeling limited in life, people are finally saying, to hell with it. I want to go address this. I want to get better. So we're seeing an uptick in the number of people actually coming forward and saying, I have these problems and I want some help.
Marine veteran Chris Merkel is finishing up a doctorate in clinical psychology in California, specializing in work with trauma survivors.
All the time and effort that doctors put in for me, I appreciated what they did, and I started to envy, like, that's a way I could give back. Like I said, veterans want to give back. We want to keep serving. I want to be in that role now and help pull up another veteran and get him or her where they need to go.
The olfactory VR device from Vermont will be distributed with the latest iteration of VR gear to some 100 VA centers and other settings where clinicians work with veterans suffering from PTSD. The equipment is being paid for by a foundation called Soldier Strong. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.